as I said so many times, the expression Kino is something new in Yuchat Avilis. And in Yuchat Avilis, the word Kino does not exist. We have Avilis, different Avilis, Hester, but not Kino. Kino is a specific Kiyum of Avilis, which is characteristic of which is characteristic of Kino. And the source is our Aspera today, Kiren Olam Kimenech Vetoveno, invite, summon the Mekinemes in the Oda. What is Kino basically? What is Kino in contradistinction from Hester and Hester? How does Kino, how is Kino, what is the uniqueness of Kino? Is basically apparently that Kino expresses itself in the fact that my moral reaction is very important. Simply, Kino in the sense of crying, because when the letter, the famous letter, was sent by Tushari Anori, by the Bnei Agira, whether they have to observe Tishabov, any problem. To observe Tishabov after the Bayashenia was in the process of being reconstructed. So the question was, I advocate the Chedesh Chamish, possibly, inside. Shall I cry? Shall I weep the Chedesh Chamish? Not apparently the fear and Chedesh Chamish is identical with this Avilis. You should have said, I have happy with the Chedesh Chamish. Oh yeah, I have a kid of Chedesh Chamish. I mean, an Avilis Chadosh, Rahman al-Islam. We are just happy. Let's say, hi, what a Mishki is on me. We have the Gemara of Shreish on the Tchiv, right here. That the Kim Avilis, the Kim Shedaleh, and there is no need to express it. In terms of emotional reaction to the disaster, to the mitzvah. I work with Kiyum Avilis Shebelev, and Avilis Shebemaitre. Kiyum Shebelev, of course, when it's got to be scared, the dread of Avilis Shebelev, and it is kind of depression, and sadness, and melancholy. During the 7 days, he's supposed to be expressed in maise, in certain activities which one must engage, or vice versa, which one has to abstain. Like a chitze, siche, nirut asambu, ati the salesh, and so forth and so on. It's basically it's a avilis shebelev, which is translated into a avilis shebemaise. This avilis chadosh. But there is, of course, you ask me questions from it in Skolam, called Abisha, Lodom Kosher, Lakonish Goh, who count the draft that actually is HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts the tears and put them away in the Beis Gnozov in his treasure. Of course, I mean, if a man is really depressed, the man is actually sad, and if he feels that he lost something great, something dear, which really no one will replace it, whom no one will replace. He's still has a tendency of reacting emotionally to that kind of awareness of mood and to cry. But a team of mitzvah is not crying like this. There is Chadosh Rahman from the team of mitzvah, the Avilis Shebelev, and it's just translated into Avilis Shebemaiseh. Shiva has its own halachas большой, не цена, но мать один вен. This is a very very cinema. Jerusalem in this regard is a very shone. Superior, very special. It is a very shone is a heavy bagage condition. To be emotionally upset, emotionally upset. Not to be able to control my emotions, breaking out into tears and so forth. It is a part of the race. That's why in Tanakh is Chaye. The word Esabel is not mentioned. Esabel b'chedesh, Aeveke b'chedesh Chanesh. Aeveke b'chedesh, Doche Tifke b'chedesh Hashvi. It's Chaye. Because this is a person from Kerem Olam came with it for them. We see some of the name, God, don't they say. ושישו עלינו, ששונו עלינו נהי, ושרבנו עלינו דימו, ואחתנו יזרו מוים. This is the truth. And it's strange. ובאי מדרגה תוכתו, אבל יש חדוש או... It is a very simple to react emotionally. Everybody reacts emotionally. If somebody, a member of the family, was taken away, So everybody, every member of the family reacts actually, emotionally, is crying and so forth. It's easy. And this is Shono, is as far as the interpretation point. And this is Shono, it's much more difficult for me. And this is after an event which happened to 1904 years ago, 1904 years ago. This is the date today. 1904 years ago. To react emotionally, to cry, and to be upset, is already difficult. You have to understand it very well, be very sensitive. But exactly this is the mitzvah, the Navelis Nishana. To act chukri, to respond chukri, and avir es chadosho, or avir es shedoev, avir es melev, and to us, I mean, it's a certain activity, which is very important. And this verse, of course, to Yomi Yom, it will mean Ishma Mitzvah, and Eret Shedavnu. This is number one, the difference between Tines, and avir es Yishono, and Pri Avelis Yishono, and Avelis Chadosho. And Avelis Chadosho, where the mitzvah is the Lev, the Lev of discipline. Discipline. The Lev, but I've got to maintain, I mean, personally, I've got to control myself. And that is why you say, Kol HaMisavol HaMeish Yisamadai. The big more says, I'm a stable amazing sort of guy. Wherever, in a Chadosh overdosing, not anything emotionally, he reacts too strongly, I mean, he becomes hysterical, what it means. He's only Sakhar of the Lakis, so it is a sin, it is a transgression, I'm a Sakhar of the Lakis. But the more has never said, but I'm a stable of Yerushalayim, he's a guy. Never. On the contrary, for a Mishavu is Yerushalayim, Zeich and Reye Besimchosa. There is not enough in Yerushalayim. Then let me tell you here something important. People that don't pay attention to it. At the end of Kinnis, the Kinnis are long and the Kinnis for me. There are the Kinnis from Kavir, there are the Kinnis of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. Containing not a food missing. Kavir is food missing. Nothing else. Not then the Kines written by Rachman Ashkenaz. Rachman Ashkenaz, the Kines already deal with the massacres and pogroms and the shchites which took place during the 1900s, of all the Jewish Hashem, like the Kazi Alvonin, and the Masalisi Atzlav. And then we have, this is the second part of the Then we have the third part of Kinesis, which is concerned with the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, of Tion, before it was destroyed. Because they always say, Zohar Yerushalayim Yemeyon Yomurudo, Kiyum Machmadera Asheroyim Yomikele. Yerushalayim remembers the beauty of all the time before Yerushalayim was destroyed. Please to understand and to appreciate the loss, and particularly, and to have the proper experience of whom one must know, what must remember or know exactly how beautiful your shrine was before. This is it here. All right, so you have Kinesis. We have Kinesis, three parts of Kinesis, and each part is elaborated beautifully, and there is enough to say, and there is enough to summon the people to cry, and to... But there is at the end, and that's not after we get up from the Kinesis, the end is Elitzin Royal. We want Elitzin Royal, something of your way. What? But anyway, Elitzin Royal. And Elitzin Royal, we see standing, and with Elitzin Royal, we close the Kinesis. It's the last Kinesis, Elitzin Royal. You know that. No other. Elitzin Royal, apparently it's very significant, important kine, that the tune is also as old as the kine. The tune of El Tzin Oreo will borrow on Shabbos Chazon, and with this tune we will welcome Shabbos Amoko. We all know that. Moreover, Musaf Yontek is actually Tfilas Musim in Yom Tov is the Tfilas Shimchas Oregel. I think it's Tfilas Musa, but it's Shimchas Oregel. Shem Nala, the Nevoi, and Ishtachna, and Nechol. Shem Shpav, and Regolein, this is the highest. It's a great vision you will behold. It is the Nei Beisok in Atchim, and the Vidosh, and the Chayim, is sung with the tune of El Tzin Oregel. This is tied up on this thing. Yon Yoreo, Kinei Shor Tzireo, Kinei Nishot Yuhat Hilo, Kinei Nikdasho Al Nikhinei. What is the content of Tzireo Yoreo? What is the content of Tzireo Yoreo? But remember, I need to see on the other. Just look at the other. הרי יאמן אשר נוטש, הרי יגיד לפעמים על איזה פה, הרי שמחו אשר כולאו. זאת אומרת, 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 To ask, yes, no. Anything that means more, any more. So we say it's kinesthetical. We say it just more. Ha'avi l'atkut shemayim, I saw up to the... Ha'avi l'atkut shemayim. I'll soar up to the bolt of heaven. A halloween iti shamayim. You understand that? A halloween iti shamayim. من أعلية شمائك أوليت هدنس لام لام فانجريتو فانجرائي بيزني أعلية شمائك أولنت لدي شمائك I'll make Shemayim participate in the morning for Yerushalayim and in the Aleph Lamed Hey in the minutes tomorrow. Is there a Litzion Meorel? Is there a Litzion Meorel? Continue tomorrow. At the end of Shemayim Akkines, when we are ready to depart and close Kines, we say in Norway, Kines cannot never be finished. I'll end up with some English will be revealed. We already said so many Kines that we have to continue. And let's see. Continue. If you think you see, we say it, if a person were actually, I mean, to live out of the loss of Yerushalayim, if a person actually, I mean, knows the destruction of the Bishamigdash and the loss we sustain, okay, he thinks that by saying the Kines, he already discharged his duty, it's enough, he don't need anymore. And so, I'm discovering a mess of my friend. Yes, I mean, is the mess, this is forbidden. So, the same Allah he applies not only to the Avinu Sadosha. Avinu Sishon as well, this is a mistake. На верующий шон и не держит на полном истолу на шона и веса, да. И лучше, и континуо. Но надо все. И все, и дом ты, и две, взяты толкины, все правильно, не дают рассадить тебе. Не как и вон кины. Но ты лучше, я говорю. Because can you еще быть сирел? A woman who is in labor pain, you cannot tell a woman who is in labor pain. Don't cry. Don't raise your voice. You cannot tell whoever upsets a woman in labor pain is an idiot. Just because if one is in pain, such terrific pain as labor pain is, must react by emitting, I mean, sound, by crying and weeping and, yeah, and shouting. Otherwise it cannot. This is the perfect. It's the part of nature. Okay. And we see in the realm, and the same applies to whom you apply. As long as the Mishamigdash will not be rebuilt, as long as the Mishamigdash will be consist of debris, as long as Yerushalayim will not will be conquered by others, will be under control of a family of his own, we cannot stop trying. And let's see, and to the issue of Israel, to tell us to stop trying over Yerushalayim, and to apply the law of Tamisabu Amesi Yisamidai, Tamisabu Atsir Yerushalayim Yisamidai, is idiotic, is stupid. It's like telling a woman who is a labor pain not to cry and not to make noise, but to be quiet. All of the Ksuo Chakubasa, I'll bow on your head, all of the telling a young woman who just married a boy, and he died with it, a day after the marriage, to tell, stop mourning. Such a person who tells a woman, stop mourning, has no sensitivity, not to what he said. At least the young girl, let's see him go on and cry and moan over the home. And don't tell her to stop. If you tell her, if you try to tell her, it will be like telling a woman in labor pain, stop crying or stop shouting. You show it to her. Or telling a woman who just spent a few weeks with her husband and he was taken away from her, she should not shed tears. This is the walk in Yerushalayim. The king of Yerushalayim has no end. No end. that's at the end of Slichus. We do exactly, we say, whatever we said, no matter how much we tried on it, or how much we are concerned with it, we express our grief and despair, and great despair. It's not enough. We did not learn the way we should. This is a mitzvah and a rare nation Israel. This is a special, unique aspect of Avodas Hashem. In Avodas Hashem is called the Sabbath of Mercy and Medai, the Rambam said. Called the Sabbath of Mercy and Medai. Why is that a tipesh? If they should be Sabbath, how? I should be sorry. But that Yerushalayim in the breed is not Mizrach Yerushalayim, on the contrary. It's against Mizrach Yerushalayim. Mizrach Yerushalayim is the world of being just. The Yerushalayim would be with the unit of being destroyed. That's why you don't say, Kol Mishavu Alam Yerushalayim, and Mizrach Yerushalayim, Mishavu Alam Mizrach Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is contrary to Mizrach Yerushalayim. There are basic principles of justice. Lawfulness. I mean, it requires the opposite. It's your shrine be rebuilt and restored. That's why the concept of Yisrael does not apply to your shrine. There's no Yisrael in your shrine. We had it in Shilishuin. Interestingly, we had it in Shilishuin. The Gemara says, we already discussed it with the Shia. The Gemara says, as Rabbi Yerichanan, expressed the opinion that the Avil, the Yim, the Yimatanis, should have been established on the 10th, not on the 9th, because actually the Chalish was born and destroyed on the 10th, not on the 9th, yeah, and Yerushalmik was that some of the Goyim had lady or Abishur the lady had observed both on this. Both of the 9th and the 10th. You just say, you should be meaning this super late, you know, how is it? How could they do it? How could they do it? According to us, how many Thursdays, how many days of mourning? For long? And have you shoot a lady? And that lady, they observe 2 days of Tishma, the first of 2 days of Tishma. So is it, isn't it under, shouldn't it be treated like the case of Alyosha Mishmini be super late? For instance, when the Gemara says that someone, and not only the wives, they are still on the Shulam speculars, the Yom Kippur, who first 2 days Yom Kippur, but they were the first taken away. There is no problem about this. Why is there no problem about this? But I don't observe the 2 days Yom Kippur as two. But I don't know which is which. I don't know which is which. But the Tisha B'Av, as far as Rabbi Shira ben Levi was concerned, he did not observe as 1 day of Tisha. He observed 2 days of Tisha. 1 day of Tisha B'Av, simply because Asol Pepuru Pepuru Neyosin, even. I think it was. But this, The removing of the Bavai, they enter the Bishamidbor, they enter Tishibor or even the Eidbor. Yes. And secondly, the second day they observed because the actual Chum, the Svenibor Samidbor, the structure would be displayed on the tent. This was, it was too teachable, too teachable. His Venice is the Ramban. We looked at the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ramban says, Midas Chassidus, how you say today? Midas Chassidus. Mishum Shikol HaMisfabu, Al Yerushalayim, Zeche Vehir Bismuchas. What does the Ramban answer? There is no Baal Pesach as far as Tishkan is concerned. So the Aloha, what is called Amistad Yosh, there is no Yosh on the Dayan Yosh. And if one feels that he did not know about Yerushalayim, did not know enough about Yerushalayim, so he may establish for himself an additional day. How about Pesach? No, Baal Pesach, I mean, Kita would be Baal Pesach. And Sukkah is 7 days, not 8 days. But Yerushalayim, the abundance of Yerushalayim, there is no vibration because there is no maximum that is Yerushalayim. This is actually the distinct trait of Adonis is shown at Yerushalayim is that there is no vibration, that there is no yeast on the die. The more one tries and the deeper one and the more a person and the more he is concerned with school in Yerushalayim and he's worried and more than school in Yerushalayim, the greater is the power of the mitzvah. The other area, it means according to Ramban, there is a large Baal Pesach who is exactly what people call it in a Kula. With the exception of one mitzvah, namely, Tishabov. Yeah, there is two more I know now. Avinus Yerushalayim, what else? Avinus Yerushalayim, what else? There, I know about this mitzvah. What else? And fear. And why she is followed and claimed. What is interesting is that the Rabbi does say there is Baal Pesach. If I got a tzitzit favor, I'll buy him in Baal Pesach. You need the Rabbi. You need to make a massive schnitt meaning. She also mentioned Baal Pesach. Rabbi says it in Sinsa Shabbat. It's true, I think it's whatever there is Baal Pesach. But I really see how I am in Baal Pesach. The Irish are in the middle of the Malamoya who say that there is no foundation in the regard to Tfilah. This is a local, a righteous power of the Kalayim Kula. The Ramalza says like that, a righteous power of the Kalayim Kula is only when he recites the Tfilah, the Teres Medjoma, and the Teres Seymo is foundation. But in Yerushalayim there is no difference between Medjoma and Seymo. There is no difference. A brilliant Yerushalayim is an endless gesture. It is endless. And this said that Esther, all the killers who say, and after all the killers who share, when you say a leaking or you couldn't express what we had in our minds, we can't express. There's much more to say. But a human being is limited, frail, cannot do anything which is necessary. So we cut off here, right here. And this is LHC in the Aurora, is applied the same tune, is applied as LHC in the Aurora. It is applied to many Sakhila and Khaini Goshwa and Khaini. Also, in our waiting for Melech HaMashiach and for being in Yerushalayim, there is no limit. And in Mamelin the Holy Shia, which Baratishi has smashed this in this manner, בכל זה אחת אלי בכל יום, there is no limit. We will never be satisfied with anything, with any gift God will bestow upon us. Even if it's a leader, she will remain in the place of leaders. We will not be reduced with us. And the same is, maybe Shalom HaTeret Valo, God is Simcha Yetzar Allah. It's not a being a leader. The head of this being a leader, and we want to express the endlessness, the our lonesomeness for the Bhishma Nigra, our painful waiting, and when you, and our, I mean, strong faith that the Guru will finally materialize, is like all those where there is no limit, I mean, to our faith and hope and expectation and tenseness. So you use the tune of Elixir in your life. And this is, here is the basic difference between Hadrosha and Isha. Hadrosha on the contrary. Hadrosha is Ramses. Called Mishin in Istabala Ames Arzori. And on the contrary, whole Mishin is Tabala Ames Vesa Medai. Are you kidding? You don't find it any better than that. And this is the mitzvah on Tishma. To such an extent, the Tishba is long, and Tishba, as I told you many times, is a unique holiday, halachically a unique holiday. Very unique, very strange. Usually in Aviris Hadosho, we have the division into periods, into stages. Aviris is divided into stages. As Aminas, one stage. There is another stage, Shiva. There is another stage, an additional stage, Shleishi. And a lot of Galime, they finish with regard to certain activities. I'm not there. Tishabar is a name of the race. So Tishabar is supposed to contain, to embrace everything that Avilis Hadosh has. It means you base it. It means Shleishim, it means Shiva, and Animism. And actually we do. Tishabov has all those pages. With regard to Shleishim and it's very Swedish, correct? It's very Swedish. This kind of awareness is observed not on Tishba. Tishba certainly, but before Tishba. Because basically the awareness of Shavua Shechali is Tishba Lepecha, which expresses itself in two prohibitions, basically. Prohibition of kibbutz, godly guotze, and besamishne. Is typical of Shleishim. Shleishim is also, there are a few more in Aviris Hadosh. But basically Shleishim is also a Levishas Godi Miguotim. Godi Miguotim means garments which have been ironed. Yes, new garments. This is forbidden. Shleishim is also a Shleishim. And now we have a bit of mishnah. This is also forbidden. Meaning the restraints had a kindness. The 9 days, the moment of Martin is in fact. It's basically the avoid of Shura Shachal and Stishel Betecho is reflect, mirrors, the avoid is a fresh. That is a fresh. Then comes Tishba. Tishba itself is Shiva. Tishba itself is Shiva. is observed the avodas Hashem, not everything is Hashem. But the avodas, the type of avodas which is forbidden and teachable, is the one which we observe according to during the week of Hashem. Why do we come to it? Yet we don't know. The Gemara did not know our place in the book. The Gemara only has the expression. The new proclamation makes it look like the Gemara has the expression. The Gemara did not say it. The Gemara didn't say it should not be. This is Shiva. This is the list of Shiva minus, I mean, 1, 2, 3. Minus two, three observances. No Kriya Samhita within the Gemara. No Kriya Samhita down all of the dead. No Kriya Samhita. No Atifat Sarosh. No Atifat Sarosh. Arosh, I mean, with the Rodo used to simply cover his face, his countenance, got down to the tip of his nose. No, but this observance is not applicable to this requirement is not applicable to Avodas Hashem to Tisha B'av. It's true, we have Kriyas Hamikra and Atifas Sareish, then Chlitzus HaKatel. Chlitzus HaKatel used to separate the sleeve from the garment. It's a Chlitzus HaKatel. Chlitzus HaKatel. Chlitzus HaKatel is not observed on Tisha B'av. So how many do you have? Three, huh? Meloche, and Shiva Shalom. Then you have the Risa Meloche. With regard to Ovu, the Risa Meloche are a plain prohibition that a noble must not do Meloche the way we are enjoined from doing Meloche on Yom Kippur. Machagoso, Rafachti, Chagio Leiber, Machagoso Meloche, what kind of meloche? Perhaps it is the meloche from Yom Teh, certainly not the meloche from Shabbat, the meloche from Yom Teh. But it might be it's not the meloche from Yom Teh, it's the meloche from Chalamei. A different story. But the Risha consists in a bare Risha meloche, not in order to achieve something else. That Taisa Meloche, for instance, the first 3 days is enjoined from the Loche beginning the Tzine, in the Tzine, and even to the Chayam, in the evening for support, is also. From the third day on, is to the Chayam, the Tzine Mutra. But it is a Issa Meloche. Machagos there are followers of the Issa Meloche. Tishma does not Issa Meloche. Muta last Meloche the Tishma. You can build a palace on Tishma. That's not Issa. Tishma is Meloche. It's Mana. It's the Gemara says, for Issa Meloche. Tishma is Meloche. Tishma is Meloche. Gemara says, Meloche is Meloche. The title of Meloche is Meloche. It's Meloche is Meloche. But this is that if there is a Issa, kind of a Issa Meloche, it is rooted in something, not in a, like Yom Tov and Shabbos or other. It's rooted in the essence of the day. I cannot take vision for you, I'm not just saying it, but the Halei Sayyid, the essence of the day. But the Risa Meloche is in order to achieve concentration on the village and Hesachadar. Hesachadar. And if you do Meloche, there is no issue. I don't violate the issue of Meloche. It is the Hesachadar that is affected. It's the Rambam said it. He said, how many do you have? Five. The rest is is Tisha B'av like Avodas Chadosh. Yeah. There is another possibility. What about Talmud Torah? tome prije otišla bi dostavu, onda vidi se zvosta. I vidite s te nisam, a studi sam ti su. I zagazi da je na makligici rašen iz rebe, na bljanke do joko. Tišma li da lohe, a vokire gubi dvoje mogoj. A mi stari nije, a mi stari eho. A nas nas stari, ja mi dvoje tebi, dvoje mogoj, mi se pa mislim. Vod sa bol kovu, i da ali šinim se i da ti nogu, i da viso pa umutire, ekstern, idem tu dvoje mogoj. Kod gdje mora da raje, da isto pa umutire, stare zovu iz koncera. A mi a vidi s Hadesha, pan Dejn. Šibu to, bo ti si to gdje vrhejli snadni, znam se, ja nas presila se, as if she is engaging in speaking. The prayer means that simply Dejn, it means a isto pa umutira. In this way, Dvorovoyim are also forbidden. The recital, Dvorovoyim are forbidden. But anyway, there is a hiss of power there as far as Tishba is concerned, as well as far as Israel. Is it the same or not? The difference is gone. This is a village. This is a village for Shiva. Yeah, there is another one. Phil. We wait Phil on Tishba. We wait afternoon. There is not Phil, I never been wished. We study text together. Yeah. This is, the question is again, the question is, what is about Aminus? Is there Aminus as far as Tishma is concerned? Is we arrive at the conclusion that only we observe this Surah Aminus from Tishma. We observe this Surah Aminus from Tishma. What is Surah Aminus do you observe? What is Surah Aminus at Bosom of Yayin? As a matter of fact, Bosom of Yayin begins with Surah Masakam. Surah Masakam. And Chitim Chayitza Yisra Velas, Chitim Matis Ali. The Shiva of Abikarate. This way is Aminus. What else? Shiva Damakaka. Meloche, tak Meloche. Is a Yisra Aminus Meloche. Meloche is a separate Yisra Aminus. What is the Meloche Aminus of Meloche? Is it expressed itself in the following terms? He should not be concerned, he should not be busy with something else. But to us, Shiva Damakaka. Meloche, tak Meloche. Is a Yisra Aminus Meloche. Meloche is a separate Yisra Aminus. What is the Meloche Aminus of Meloche? Is it expressed itself in the following terms? He should not be concerned, he should not be busy with something else, but for a Aminus. My Yisra is my soul, you have to carry the burden. And to carry the burden, this according to your soul, this generates a Yisra. A Yisur insult the Dvorim Achirim, the prohibition against doing something else and not concentrating on the Kur, on Kriyas Kur. Is all those halachas from Avin, but in the Gemara, no halach is mentioned. So. In the Gemara, this is an innocent. In that Tishma is mentioned, we don't have it like that. The Gemara is all about Yudhika, that they used to sit on the Mekarki, in the time of the Karayim, to mention Mishimation, Mishimation, Mishimation. Whether the Gemara has in mind, actually, that Surah Masekes is the beginning of Aravilis, and this is Aravilis, to mention Mishimation, the status is there to mention Mishimation, the Gemara is an expression, so, to mention Mishimation, the Gemara did not mean that there is a beginning, actually. Are you still Arminius? We don't know. But our meaning is that whatever is related to Arminius is culminated at Hatzeis with the conclusion of it. Mishmeisei Mutar Lepono is as long as we long Nechum Besamire by saying Kiddush. Yeah. Once the Kiddush comes to its conclusion, the man, there is no way to move on. And immediately, all the five customs pertaining to the various activities change. There is no Dabikartin, Dabikartin by Israel. Also, the relation of Rabbi Sassoon is Yeshiva of Gabi Hakarke, is rescinded. This is Lacharim. Then, Phil, you don't receive in the morning, but we receive in the afternoon. Again, because Amazing Mutual Fonary is removed, that made Amazing is removed. Once the mess is removed, there is no... It's so I'm high, I'm obligated. In film, next. What do you say? And Meloche. When Yeshua got a karate, and Meloche. Also, Meloche is not the Terrace of Meri, but the Terrace of Mishimation, Nibu Kona. There's a difference between Avelis and Mishim, Nibu Kona, and also the same. If Avelis is also Meloche, it's for no reason on the other side. Так же как осу, я фактор хагейн на имя, на хагу шатэгу. Но он из мусам. It would not impair the evidence, it would not tell the rest, it would not take away my mind on you. For from the evidence, from the evidence, from the misfortune we have. So set that to Israel, like I said to you. The animus is meloche, not also the tibet meloche. Simply, if I'll do meloche, I won't do something else. Mishene, Yisrael Maseh, as a Yerushalmist. In Mele, Meloche is Muta Lacha Kime, and something else. If Tisha B'Av is Avim Avelis, so Tisha B'Av, the Avelis, should also be concluded with Nechon. Because Nechon Asir Yerushalayim is not just a mitzvah, it's exclusively related to is exclusively related to the Avelis Hadosh. And something else I want to add. Nechome is a king of Avelis. Not Nechome is a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah from the last to be drunk of Nechum Avelis. Like Biku Heaven, yes. Correct, this is correct. I mean, I'm not Avelis. But however Nechome decides to be an act And if there is a novel and people did not come to keep it and did not tell him words of comfort and solace, so the ability is not complete. The Orion, the best proof is they are mixing bread up before them. And the Rambams, there are three Rambams in the Shabbos, so you don't understand. The Rambam says that the one who has no craving has no relative. So 10 people sit down and the rest, the people, the community comes, as if those 10 people were craving relatives of the deceased, and let me deceive. For instance, and they say, I'm walking in Achimetz from Mr. Sharon and Tim Moshwai. When is Netzach? Therefore, it's Netzach. Because through the Nechome, the 10 people observe the Shiva. And according to the Rambam, they actually observe the Shiva throughout 7 days. Someone shouldn't say they just come after Shiva and they sit down and the people come to express words of suffering. And then they go home. How should you know? They observe 10 days. It's apparently according to the Rambam, I'll pick up all it makes a lot of sense. But according to the Rambam, that we sabil al aneir is not because simply stubbornness is big. Because a person by nature must react, like I told you. Must react, I mean, just to disaster, to such a in his hands. But it's a part of Sveta Priya. And if he has no creation, he has no relatives, then there is a very simple, a very diluted in Sveta Priya. A person who has no relatives, no friends, to mourn for him, is somehow, a person who has no one to mourn, no one to seek shiva for, or to accept tahuni, such a person apparently, it does not have the quality of Tvita Bridge. This quality of Tvita Bridge, the dignity of man. Solomon the King. If we had Solomon the King, somebody would have reacted. His Akium, Tvita Bridge, to mourn the passing of a person who has no one, who has no friend, no brother, no one, and the mystery is to also that there is a village, and there's also an image as well, I mean, and a home as well. It's Tishabov, and in Tishabov, not only a day of a village, but a day of a home. There is no village without a home. There is no village without a home. The village is incomplete, it's not. Tishabov is nothing as you can ever see. Interestingly, the Rambam says that Tishabov is nothing as you can ever see. Recited even in the evening, last night should be there. Certainly in Shachris. But the Armenic is not like that. The Rambam says no. Nothing as you can ever see is a very Yerushalayim. It is limited to Mincha. Why Mincha? Because before Mincha, it is a... What do you do before Mincha? You say Kines. And as long as you say Kines, and you mourn the person that the reflection of Yerushalayim, it makes him look like fun. Without the Nachemei, it makes him look like fun.
Where does the Hadith
start at the site called Kines? The Kines. The Machaber says Chatzei, the Ramos says Kines. Yeah.
Hey.
What are you reading? This is. All right. Yes, yeah, it's all here about where? We stop. You mean after Surah? It's not that. Because according to the Ramban, the way the Ramban interprets, the Surah Matshek is the beginning of it. Yeah. According to Ramban, it's also not only on the Bosh of Yain, but also in the Hitler and the Yes, that's all right. But I don't believe it's the feature of the Suda. It's like a trait of the Suda, and after I finish the Suda, this Aminus disappears, and when is Aminus picked up, again, the Vecho. I would say, that if whatever is offered, the Suda much better, like Bosom Yai, is not also during the meal. It's even after the rest of the meal was finished, and it's still before Shkei Sechamim, before sunset, is Bosom Yayin Avosam. From Sudha Matzeke Sam, not exclusively during Sudha Matzeke. That's what I would say, unless there is something. I mistake. I didn't say Matzeke and then Shkei. Sudha Matzeke and it is continued for them. From Sudha Matzeke until the finishing of the Kines, the conclusion of the Kines, is the Shiva Gavikarki, not the author, but the Shiva Gavikarki is the key.
discovery.
Why the
pastor
don't get stuck there? Before we get involved, I'm not going to be after sure. Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely,
you're serious. Ah.
No. The Ramban says, with regard to Nira Sassandal, this year, during the Nisura Masnechen, there was no Nira. Because Nira Sassandal, whenever you remove the sandal issue, so it's for the feeling of comfort you enjoyed before is gone. But Rishit and Sifa, is the year appearing after I stop washing and applying some oil. I mean, I enjoy it. It is avail, the deem to Suda Masete, is this avail, this kind of avail, is a continuous work. And will continue into the night, I think, into Tishimo. Yes. That's what I'm bound for, correct? But is Shiva Gamikarke? This is the beginning of Sikha and Rechitza. But not Yisra Amines. Sikha and Rechitza, not in Yisra Amines. But Rabban says, if it's a Amines which continues, so the Yisra in commences, not with Yeshiva, Mishpil Sachamot, but Yisra Amines. But however, if there is another halachah, Yeshiva Gadikaki is another mutah account with Allah Tzitzit. Yeshiva Gadikaki is a specific issue of a minute. It is, I would say, one that is mentioned with the fellow Shasur and Asek if it continues. But it has nothing to do with the Ramban. The Ramban speaks about a minute. We are speaking about it. Well, just a minute. I'm going to say something. Yeah. This is as far as Tishabov is a year at a name of village is concerned. Tishabov is a village, a minus, and so forth and so on. There is not a problem. But Tishma is not telling a Yim Averis. A Tishma of being just a Yim Averis, a Yim Sof, with the Muta Bachir Ishti. The fact that Tishma is also Bachir Ishti. And interestingly, the Ram says Yim Akipurim, then the Ram says. You think, take a look again, and tell me exactly. Yom Akipurim. No, it's from the very beginning. Next page. Yes. What is around? Why does Ram have to say? It's not been by a question of the morning, whether it was question of the answer or not. Is what surface is the Kiyim HaKippur? Kiyim HaKippur. What does it mean? Well, yes, a Yim HaTam. It's not only a Yim Romu, Yim HaVilis, but Yim HaTam. What does the Rambam gain by saying Kiyim HaKippur? You might have said, the tissue of Achille Rishtiye is involved also in Averis. The Achilu Mishtiye and the Mitzvah observance of Averis is one of is one, at least has one root. One root. So the Ram says no, there's nothing to know. And this might be the problem of the Moritz Echlin, the Dinash Moshe Saveli Hanash Moshe. If it is Kones, it's Zeme Echlin Dinash Moshe. If it's Averis, is the Echlin Dinash Moshe. Because like all Taniyot Tzibur, there are other Taniyot Tzibur. Is Ram says, Kiyim HaKippur means that the Tzim, the Tzomet, is not affected by Averis. It's a, I wouldn't say coincidence, not a coincidence. There are two halachos. There are two qualities which distinguish Tisha B'Av as a unique day, the very one of healing, the one in Shav, also the Tisha B'Av, next, same like in Kippur. What does it mean, same like in Kippur? The Nashmosh is also, yeah, but what does it mean as to the quality of it? Of the Chatur. Kapor. Kapor, Kippur was not saying Naki Purim. Kapor, again, Kapor. It's teachable. Teachable is again Kapor. Because Atanis, Atanis is usually Kapor. It's teachable by Yen Atse. Because again Mobu, again Havere, and teachable is again Atse. See Kippur. And it's quite possible that the Hamisha in Louis, Hamisha Nui, which we observe on Tisha B'Av as if the day were Yom Kippur, the Hamisha Nui are not due to Averis, but to time of Yom Kippur. This is the business between Hashem Yisrael and the Rav Heiber. But anyway, like I say, both are correct. Both are correct. One should put on his shoe today, he will violate two Israel. The Israel of Averes and the Israel of Yenatan. I didn't say. If it's a wind train, I touched it before. What? Like I said, I didn't say it after Achapesh. Huh? What is Achapesh? What is Achapesh? No. Exactly, that's what Rabbi Haigoyen said, that's the author. That's exactly what he said, it's also. Who is this? Because it is a Yimatsem, and Yimatsem is unsaved in the Mishkan Tikkun. It's basically the Mea Genin, and a little later than the Mea Genin. Well, we'll keep it in 12th or 13th century. They used to say Tisha B'Av, Slichas. Slichas. They had Slichas, we had Slichas now for Tisha B'Av. Is this Slichas? Slichas the way you say Slichas. I like Tonin. Adishim HaShem, Kerachu Lachavim, Erachapayim, Psuke Derachmi, I mean, you know what Slichas consists of. That consists of Vidui, that of all Vidui, Viduyim. This is the basis of Slichas. Then, Yukim Omidais. Really, the repetition, to recite Yukim Omidais often, frequently. And then, Psuke Derachmi, from Tirin, from Nidin. Shemei Atfila, Dachat Abbas, Rehoi, 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 As a matter of fact, the Slichas, they used to say, was a Shemesh. Because the old meaning of all Paniyas is to say Slichas. It is not Slichas, not now, the Gia Loreza. But there you say, Aneinu. But then, because it's a Yimatzi. It's a Yimatzi. But somehow, the meaning did not continue. And then, instead of Slichas, we replace Slichas with Skinner. And together with Skinner, so you have no Slichas on Tisha B'Av at all. The only Slichas you have on Tisha B'Av, the only Slichas, is Kesa Bila. It's by Chal. The only Slichas, not a single word of Slichas, with Gimel Nidrei. Now, that even Gimel Nidrei on Tisha B'Av. Wouldn't that be in the proper place, in the proper time, to say Zidui on Tisha B'Av? Shichoton, Rilon, Shichoton. As a matter of fact, in Eicho, the whole principle of Tshuva, I mean, it's very strange. You'll take, for instance, the Kriyas HaTeira on Tisha B'Av in the morning. He's already the Chacham Sefer noticed this. The Tisha B'Av in the morning for Yetzatera is not a Yetzatera and a Tonis in the morning. First of all, you see the Tisha B'Av has a Mafia. In the morning we have no, you say no Mafia, and an ordinary Tonis Sivo. We don't say the Mafia, we say Mafia and a Tonis Sivo at noon. In the morning, what kind is the Kriya of the morning related? Not so much to Tanis Tzibu, but to Tisha B'Av, to the specific great quality of Tisha B'Av. What do you read on Tisha B'Av? What do you read on Tisha B'Av? If you read the question, what do you read on Tisha B'Av? No, what do you read on Tisha B'Av? Minyanu Dinei. What is Minyanu Dinei on Tisha B'Av? What is Minyanu Dinei on Tisha B'Av? That's what he is doing. But the Tanoi is in the Mishnah in the Bright, and all our Mishnah said that Yonah the Yemen from Tisha B'Av is Maharim, the story of the Tisha. Because when you go on the Lava, I go, jump to Mikvah, clear the day, so this is in the Bible. As a matter of fact, the Tisha B'Av is sandwiched in the Sfetter between Dvorim and Veshanan is for two reasons. Veshanan follows Tisha B'Av, because on Tisha B'Av itself we read Veshanan. They are very, very important in Yom Yom in Veshanan. What is important? What is important? Goles. The Sitzchah Hashem Lekecha Ba'am. Goles. It's a very, in the very of Tisha B'Av, the very of Goles. Die gerade lebt es doch. Es ist zwar schon eine Kirche, aber voll auf der Wiese, für wohin, ja, ich bin nicht schon, ja, aber ich rede es nicht mehr. Ich rede es nicht mehr. Es ist nicht mehr so. Es ist zwar schon eine Kirche, aber ich rede es nicht mehr. Ich rede es nicht mehr. Ich habe mich nicht mehr bei dem, aber ich rede es nicht mehr. Ich rede es nicht mehr. Das ist Gottes. Gottes ist die whole tragedy of God. This is Tisha B'Av.
Yes.
But there is something else. There is something else. With the Meraglim, we read on Shabbos Dvorim. The story of the Meraglim, we read on Shabbos Dvorim. We read last Shabbos in the story of the Meraglim, Moshe told the Yisroel what happened. Secondly, his name is the Tanoim, Rabbi Meir, on Telekamitze, and the Tisha B'Av came in the Meraglim. Goyidno, the Gemara says, not the Meraglim. Goyidno, it is still in Bonim, with Bonim, in the Shantan Boa. In the Shantan Boa, it means that actually, the topic of Tisha B'Av, the Yoni Yoni, is not in Meraglim. It's something, the Yoni Yoni is something to be preferred to the Meraglim. Namely what? Goles. I would say the reason is that Goyidne, no Gaonen, then the Lord of Goyidne, no Gaonen. Now, the meaning is the practicing, as Keren Kesel is born with me, Bonin, we must still be in New York. The Kesel is born with me, Bonin, what is there so important that we gave up the Kriyas Meraglim and replaced it with Kesel is born with me, Bonin? Goles for me. All right, Goles, but I believe that's something else. That's something else. Not only Kira Hachu, it's something very important. Yes, Google is our chief. But there's something else. Not only the chief is a mitzvah, but that chief is Israel will do chief. They will repent. It will happen in reality. In Tshuva is not only a mitzvah. Tshuva is also a tuch, a promise made by a kozbov of his work. It's not a matter how alienated the Bnei Yisrael will be at a certain time in Golem. A kozbov who will help them do Tshuva, will encourage them to do Tshuva, and they will repent. And this digule will be a result of the tshuva which was imposed upon them by Hashem's law. This is after it. It was the word of after it says, "We will cast the mission there." Really. The sound of it before. The sound of it Shasta, not only a mitzvah, invitation, the Shasta, you will be compelled. You will be compelled, I mean, to do tshuva. But where is the kind of tshuva? Where does the kind of tshuva disappear? In tshuva, where does it disappear? It's basically in Shachas, you don't have any. In Shachat you don't get any tzibur from. The only kind of tzibur is some achrenim, some person who wanted to eliminate it. Is alein Hashem alein in Tzim Tanisenim is v'chaz otzor. There are many achrenim who say that tishim of you don't say alein Hashem alein in Tzim Tanisenim. Because Shachat is not under so to say alein. Under the title of alein. As kind of tzibur. On the contrary, I saw some tzibur. So from philosophy and you don't say this comment. Is how can you make a kind of seed of the Sosan philosophy? It's impossible. Is the very domain of the Shamanin in Saint and Saint Akati Shamanin, a very strong, is contrary to the meaning that we don't observe, that we don't observe kind of seed with the Shachris, what I mean by it. This apparently is Shachis Tishigov, as far as the Seder Atzile is concerned, it's a game of it. Sosam Tiloshi, not Iskabu, no Avinu Malkeinu, no Adishem Hashem Kerach Mechamud, not even Vidu. Why not Vidu? What harm would a Vidu, would it be done by Vidu? So apparently like that vidu in Adonis consists of two parts. It might be a lochin in Kippur too. Namely, the Akoras Achet, and tefillah, prayer, or supplication, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept my vidu. Ono Hashem Kapano. And since the second Ono Hashem Kapano cannot be said anticipated, because so some philosophy, is the vidu of a koras achet was illuminated. There was no vidu. No vidu. Yeah, in the kinem. In the kinem. In the bayi kinem, hachor. It's really impossible that not to mention it. So vidu is mentioned in the kinem. Because the Rambam says, adol aftocheh. As we have done all our as far as Vidu is concerned, and secondly, the efficacy of Vidu is the root of all the is in Echo. My Yisrael Adam Chai, Gever of Hakor, the state of Oye Shvatei, my Yisrael Adam Hakor, Poshanu Murinu, At Hashem Nisolokto, no, I mean, the Shua of Hashem, the Tzuki, near Gever of Oye. General Hatov, Nachno Poshanu Murinu, Ata Hashem Nisolot. This is what the novice speaks of is Shuvah. Is Echo, we read Echo, we mention, and there is Vidui, even though the novice speaks of it in general. But by saying, by listening to Echo, there is a Kiyum of Milui. But that's all. Nothing else. When does Chuve, when does Yinkika change its character from a Yema Zere, Yema Tamiz, Eftakinev, when he begins to say nothing, when he begins to say his contemplation of Hussein, and say, in the Yehidmecha, of course. What does it mean when we reach the Bachur? It's a general, what you ask is a general problem. What is the halacha from Nikone? Why is Nikone? It's an Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael results in Yom Kippur, even Eretz Yisrael to me. Nikone maid, what kind of maid is it? What kind of maid? This is a very difficult meaning. Very difficult. No. Well, that's a call I made with the Bachur. Basically, if we don't do Tachmini because of some philosophy. Ah? Which one? Oh, you mean the Micha today? The Micha today is already, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Baba Micha, quite. The answer is the call I made means call I made. Of course, the interpretive in terms of the day from the Pasuk, Tzema Chamishi, Tzema Revi, Tzema Asir, Tzema Shmi, with Sofim and Simcha. It is in order, to emphasize that this festival will be a yonter, so we don't say, No, they're all right. This is a profound philosophy about a magic, but what is the name? What the name is? It's difficult. The name is difficult. What is the name? Here. Well, the pastors would be, I'm just thinking aloud, are the fact that you don't say Tachnu and call that name is a loche, is a loche nirchas kire. A loche nirchas kire is a bomb in a derech. When he's tired, going, yogeya, he doesn't have now until I set his yashiv title of the Eretz Rambam. And also, if he's excited because he had the bad news or something happened, so he shouldn't doubt either. Something like an abomination, any distraction, any emotional upheaval, which a man experiences, prevents him from kavod. There is no greater, no more shattering experience of human ignorance. That's why fear, of course, we say Shemesre, but there is certain fears where we are told not to engage in fear like in an ordinary. Like an ordinary tiny sibyl, because he is not capable of concentrating in fear
because he's just because of goodness of me. I don't know. I remember, as a matter of fact, I discussed meditation with Father. There is no proper answer for me. What is on the hand? Anything on the Gemara doesn't say a tissue on his hand. The Gemara says that the Shredish of his hand was made. Call on me. This is a Shredish of the Shredish. And when I am the Shredish of the Shredish, come later to call on me, leave the Bachor. The Gemara never said it, the tissue on his hand. A Shredish to me. I don't know. I don't know. Interesting is something else. In the Astera of Yom Yom, the Aloha is that Mishikin Yivim and Mishayim Yivreyim and Mishik Simcha, that any Astera is always concluded with words of comfort and joy. And here in Yom Yom, in Tisha B'Av, with the last two lines is that Yifal HaChokham B'Chok Moshe, I saw a girl with Gorosei, I saw also Gorosei. A text in nation, I mean, how horrible the catastrophe of Khud will be, is that nobody can satisfy this stupid. I saw a cock on the Hokmose, I saw a girl with Gorosei, I saw also Gorosei, he was looking for the south, and what the Gemara says in Hindi, that with the Simcha, with Mishmada, we left it out here. Because again, because it's before Nechomet. Again, because it's before Nechomet. So Shachis, before Kinnun. The time for Nechomet and Tishibot begins after Kinnun. That's why the film, the conclusion is not the usual one, namely with words of comfort. But a different story, as well as the Lord says, the strong man should not be proud, nor the wise man, actually the ancient man. Well, let's continue here, this Sricha, this next Sricha is Rablozer HaKalir. Which Rablozer HaKalir is this? In general, Rablozer HaKalir, the Sricha of Atish was I wouldn't say most of them, but the main slichas were written by Rabbi Lazar HaKalir. Pesach says that Rabbi Lazar HaKalir is Rabbi Lazar HaGobot. It's a Pesach of the Giga, we don't say that. Rabbi Lazar HaGobot. Show us. He starts, Kinnat, he starts, he almost, most Kinnat starts with what? With a sentence or a word, Samech. Actually, we just repeat what Eichos said, what Eichos said. Show us, Meseis Rebbeinu. Show us, This is a word that is quoted from Echo. Shimuni Echo is Shimuni, Behedre Chavirai. Sakeiso Mishkan Nitzkei Zvirai. Sakeiso Nufu Gugi Beirai. Sof Kucha Avu Muadu Eivai Vai. Kisilo Kol Abirai. Had the Rabbeinu HaKalir described the Chum, Patrei the Chum. How does it portray the Chum, Rabbeinu HaKalir? First of all, is the word Shabbat. What does it mean? It means exactly what Chazal emphasized many times. I could never understand why Chazal has emphasized so much, but that. But this is exactly what it's here. Sometimes people expect economic disaster, bad news, they expect it. Intuitively or intellectually, they understand they realize that something horrible is going on with them to happen. When it happens, it is not something new which they didn't expect, but something which they have expected. Sometimes disaster strikes suddenly, like a tornado. That's all. The interesting is that when we have this sudden disaster, which apparently the sudden disaster is worse than the expected disaster, where they have it here. How was he ever put it? How was he ever put it? How was that put it? A workshop, a tornado.